Mark Emery. Just the mention of that name can spark outrage.
3, 2, 1. This is the Insiders Podcast.
I remember Mark as an outspoken cannabis activist, pushing the public boundaries of weed and willing to get arrested. Most cannabis supporters have never marched on 420 or protested in front of the Vancouver Art Gallery like Mark and his entourage did for years. I never wanted to make cannabis activism a focal point of my busy life, but I always respected the people who did because I knew that what they were fighting for was right. Mark Emery became a bit of a cult hero to many Canadians who only saw him in the spotlight.
Welcome to the Insiders Podcast.
I admit thinking that Mark was a little crazy, but admired him for doing the shit that I didn't have the balls to do myself. Eventually, Mark did 5 years in a U.S. prison for selling cannabis seeds, something most people wouldn't dream of, even though we all agreed with the legalization movement. In 2018, after many years of struggle, recreational cannabis use finally became legal in Canada. So how is it possible that Mark Emery became an enemy to many of the same people who used to admire him? Now, I can't speak to Mark's personal life and his many allegations. I was never around Mark at any events, nor was I a friend with him or anyone in his circles. I can only address the man I see online and the man who I recently interviewed, hoping to make some sense of what seems like madness. Now, here's how I see it. I've served the cannabis community for about 3 years interviewing people and players in the industry, but have always avoided Mark Emery until now. And it seemed to me a bit counterintuitive for a cannabis-focused creator not to interview a man who was once known as the Prince of Pot. However, in a new world of cancel culture, Mark has managed to plunk himself smack in the center of it. Just like the counterculture he embraced in the cannabis scene, it seems that Mark has decided to keep his activism hat on and to oppose new social norms, no matter the consequences. And here's the irony. Mark thinks of himself as a freedom fighter and as a social justice warrior. He's literally embraced an alt-right line of thought and chosen to make new enemies, largely consisting of the same people who used to support him. And maybe he's always supported the alt-right. I can't speak to that. Now that legalization is upon us, you might think that a guy like Mark would be able to ride off into the sunset, knowing that his life's work is essentially complete. But people like Mark Emery don't retire. They find new social norms to fight, even if that means biting the hands that once fed him. Now, here's the real conundrum. Mark Emery has examined contemporary popular opinion and decided to try to poke holes in things that matter to us now, like the Black Lives Movement, the politics surrounding COVID-19, and the trans movement, to name a few. Mark obviously has an addiction to controversy. He's clearly a bit of a narcissist. And let's be honest, he's getting older. Whatever it is, Mark's decided to hitch his wagon to counterculture issues for the rest of his life. And he's too stubborn to let go. So if you think that canceling or insulting Mark online will teach him a lesson, you're wrong. Mark believes that what he's doing is righteous, and your opposition only encourages him to work harder. And yes, he says outrageous and maddening things, but that's always been one of the fundamental doctrines in the church of Mark Emery. I'd be lying to you if I said that I wasn't hoping to identify what it is about him that makes him the way he is. And I do feel like I got a taste of Mark's world, just not in the way I was hoping. So here's what I've learned from this experience. Complete strangers online have insulted me for interviewing and trying to make sense of Mark. Going so far as to tell others online that I too am now a bad person and should be banned or blocked or canceled or whatever. Does anyone else see what's wrong with this crazy game of cancel culture that we're playing these days? We're willing to spread hate without actually knowing anything about a person that we're attacking. Now, you may think that you're defending justified values, going after people who aren't perfectly aligned with you. But what you're actually doing is posting obnoxious shit, just like the obnoxious shit that you claim to hate so much. If there's one thing I've learned from talking to Mark, it's that there's something really, really wrong with society right now. And this is not a statement in defense of Mark. Most of the posts and comments that Mark make are also counter to my own fundamental left-of-center beliefs as well. But I'm really struggling with the mob mentality that I've faced, being told to fall in line with popular ideology or be banished. Only time will tell how the chapter on cannabis legalization will be written in Canadian history books. But no matter how crazy Mark may seem to those who hate him, he's already written a big portion of that story himself, and there's nothing that anyone can do about it. For those of you who are so offended because of the fact that I tried to interview and understand a person like Mark Emery, you don't have to worry. I can't make you watch it anyway. And as you can imagine, most of the important answers that I tried to squeeze out of Mark were skirted. Many of his insights were factually inaccurate, and he steered his stories down many of the same roads that so many interviewers before me have been forced to travel. What little there is of value in the interview is not worth the controversy it would create, and in mind of some of you who I respect a lot and may be personally affected by the prospect of Mark being given another platform to make statements that could be hurtful, I've decided to shelve the interview. So, on to another day and another interview. This is something that I love to do, and it's one of my creative outlets in life. So if you've listened to all of this, thanks. And I hope that what I've decided to do, this monologue, makes sense. Now, go out and do something healthy and think about being nice to people. Smoke a joint. Relax. Thanks so much.
Thank you for listening to the Insiders Podcast. We do our very best to be as accurate as possible, but take no responsibility for inaccurate details or facts. If a topic interests you, we're happy to have brought it to your attention, but please take the time to research the details for yourself. To find out more about Insiders Podcast and all of the work that we do, check out distinctmedia.ca.